From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says he's confident senators will carefully consider any person he nominates to fill the seat of retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens.
My hope is that we're going to be able to get a Supreme Court nominee confirmed in time for the next session.
Mr. Obama welcomed a group of senators to the White House today to discuss potential nominees. He says he will not impose a litmus test on any potential nominee. He was asked about the question of abortion. Mr. Obama says he wants a nominee who respects individual aspirations, and that includes women's rights. At least 11 people are missing after an oil rig explosion off the coast of Louisiana. The explosion happened last night, and the rig is still burning. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The rig, which is 52 miles southeast of Venice on Louisiana's tip, set fire last night around 10 p.m. Most of the 126 people on the rig escaped safely. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Mike O'Berry said there were conflicting reports, but at least 11 people, and possibly as many as 15, were missing.
There has been injuries reported. No fatalities have been reported. And Coast Guard crews, along with civilian medical helicopters, are transporting people back to New Orleans for any necessary care.
O'Berry said 7 workers have been airlifted to a naval air station near New Orleans and then taken to hospitals. 2 of the 7 were taken to a trauma center in Mobile, Alabama, where there is a burn unit. 5 fireboats are now at the rig trying to put out the fire, but O'Berry said it's still, quote, burning pretty good. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
European airports are bustling again today now that flight bans have been lifted. These airports have been closed because of danger from volcanic ash. British airports were among the last to resume flights. NPR's John Itzty reports from London.
That's the sound of the first plane to fly out of London's Heathrow Airport this morning. A very sweet sound for airlines, stranded passengers, and government officials who've been forced to defend themselves against charges they should not have instituted the ban in the first place. Europe's Air Traffic Control Agency estimates about 75% of the normal airline schedule will resume today. That would mean about 24,000 flights. Airlines are scrambling to get planes and crews in position to get all flights back in the air. The airlines were battered by the disruption, losing about $1.7 billion in revenues. But they also saved about $600 million on jet fuel. John Itzty, NPR News, London.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a fraction of a point. It's at 11,118. The Nasdaq is down 2. It's at 2497. The S&P 500 is down 1. This is NPR. Chrysler is out with its first full financial report since emerging from bankruptcy. The numbers show the automaker lost nearly $4 billion in the final half of 2009. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton says Chrysler's CEO predicts the automaker will break even in 2010.
Chrysler and Fiat CEO Sergio Marchionne says Chrysler's loss in the months after exiting bankruptcy is mostly due to a large payment to the United Auto Workers Union. That's to help cover the union's new responsibility for retiree health care. Chrysler reports a much smaller loss for the first quarter of this year and says it's regained some lost market share. Marchionne sharply criticizes some financial analysts who in recent months have been predicting Chrysler's failure. He says the American automaker has ample cash reserves and remains on track to at least break even in 2010. Later today, Marchionne will lay out his 5-year plan for Fiat Group, including Chrysler. Many analysts expect that plan to call for splitting the group's car and truck brands into separate companies. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
The International Monetary Fund says the world economy will do better this year than in last year. The IMF predicts the world economy will grow more than 4% due to powerful economic growth in China and in other developing nations. The ousted president of Kyrgyzstan says he's still in charge. Kermanbek Bakiyev is in Belarus, even though he was forced out by opposition politicians in a bloody uprising. Now his supporters in southern Kyrgyzstan are fighting with Kyrgyz troops acting at the direction of the interim Kyrgyz government. The interim leaders are trying to maintain order. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.